Large windmills rise from the skyline near Elwood on Indiana 28. The Wildcat Wind Farm runs west along the road until you reach the small town of Hobbs in Tipton County. Soon, Tipton County could see more than 90 of their own electricity-generating wind turbines.
It's planned to be a 150-megawatt wind power project with about 94 turbines in Tipton County.
That's Michael Rucker. He is the CEO of UV Wind North America. Rucker says the Prairie Breeze Wind Farm has been planned for Tipton County since 2009, but it has its opponents.
It is dividing our county, and I think it will divide our county for years to come if they do come to our county.
Juanita Thomas has lived in Tipton County for 23 years. She says she is worried about the impact the wind farm would have on the home she's lived in for the last decade.
I'm very concerned about the property value.
Leading the fight against the wind farm is the Tipton County Citizens for Responsible Development. Emily West sits on the group's executive board. She says the group wants the turbines farther away from property lines.
What our group would like to do is basically make it a safe place to live by increasing the setbacks.
A Tipton County zoning ordinance says that the turbines must sit no closer than 1,000 feet from a structure.
And so we want the setbacks increased, hopefully, to about half a mile.
Richard Nash signed a contract with UV Wind in 2009 so that they could use his land.
It helped the county out in tax base and also helped the school systems out in some extra money through the tax base that they'd give directly to schools. That kind of looked like it was a win-win situation to everybody concerned.
UV Wind says Tri-Central Community Schools would get more than $14 million over 25 years if the project moves forward. Many Tipton County officials are also set to lease their property to the project, including County Councilwoman Madonna Alderson, Tipton County Planning Board member Mike Beard, and Board of Zoning Appeals member Bill Peters. UV Wind was set to go before the County Zoning Board of Appeals this week, but because the board must find alternate members with no conflicts of interest to hear the company's request, the hearing has been moved to the evening of March 20th. In Tipton County, Cody Butler, IPR News.